There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. This is Cutting to the Matrix on the 12th of August 2011. For newcomers, I always suggest you look into the website cuttingtothematrix.com and you'll find hundreds and hundreds of audios to choose from, where hopefully by the time you're finished, if you still have any hair left, you understand the big system that runs the world. It's always been here. The media keep away from it, of course, because they're owned by this big system. And to show you how everything in on a major level, a big level in the world, anything that happens across the whole planet is pretty well designed that way. We're moving towards what's called the New World Order, and what you're going through right now is the chaos leading up to it, and even the riots in London and so on. It's all part of it too. And you'll find, as I say, that we're international. We've been international for a long, long time, and since the charter was signed at the United Nations by all the participant countries in 1945, 1946. You'll find that literally no country has had any sovereignty, really, since that time. We've been working towards this global governance, but not just any kind of democracy. I like to flout the words now and then because it sounds so great. Democracy is something that gets into your imagination because your imagination has to go to work to find out what it means. It keeps changing. But you actually see what they actually do at the top. And I always say that, look at what they do, not what they say, and you get an idea of the kind of society they bring into being. It's a totalitarian system based on eugenics, based on the better people running the world, and literally eventually to bring down the populations, which are drastically falling actually, especially in first world countries. They'll bring in new types of, once you get past bringing immigrants in, they pay off the national debt, then they get into the types of cloning, etc., to manage the world the way it should be managed according to them at the top. Because you see, we're too inefficient at the bottom. We need entertainment, we need fun, we need relaxation once in a while, and it's just too much trouble to cater to all these things. So it also detracts from all the profit at the top. That way, if you can create the types of human beings you want to be, who are pretty efficient, get the jobs done, but don't want anything, then they've met their mark. And we're talking about 2050 for that to happen, as most folk die off along the way and don't have children. So anyway, help yourself to the audios. Remember, from the US to Canada, you can order the books and discs at cuttingtothematrix.com using a personal check, or you can use an international postal money order. And some people just send cash across the world. You can use Western Union, MoneyGram, and of course anywhere you can use PayPal. You'll find the donation button on the site. Use that. Send an email with your name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you as fast as I can, if you want to order. Remember, straight donations are really, really welcome. But as I say, getting back to what I was saying there, we think the world is just going along happenstance, and that's the accidental view of history. Nothing is further from the truth, as I say. Even to do with the shootings in England, nothing is further from the truth. It just happened, and it's a spontaneous check on a van or something like that. Nothing is ever further from the truth. The big boys, when they want something to happen, they make it happen. And then, of course, they use what happens to get the next part of the plan through. If you've got no terrorism going on, for instance, in Britain, and you've got a massive internal army, which are now the police forces, you've got to make something happen to justify your existence. They're already talking about cutting back the police forces drastically this last few months, and bang, off goes England, and now, of course, they want more police than ever. They also want more cameras and more intrusive ways to go into everybody's lives. It doesn't matter where they live, even if they're far away from the trouble. And that's how you get things done in the real world. You make the events happen, and you fan the flames, and then you sit back, and then you offer solutions. And everybody says, thank God the government's doing something about it. Please do more. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix and talking about how things happen on a big scale and how you always find afterwards is obviously planning behind it. Even going back to the 7/7 bombings and then of course Miss Dicker Dyke, whatever her name was, who was in charge of the Metro assassination squad, really sent one guy off to kill another fellow who was an electrician who supposedly they mistook for someone else involved in the bombings. And he was literally targeted for extermination, and that's what they did to him. They eliminated him, shot him right in the head, point-blank range. And the same person, of course, was I'm thinking, is involved in this one too, because I think she's also in charge of this particular Trident squad as well. It's the tactical force, not the chairperson. The chairperson is Miss Webb, and I think she was behind this one too. Another assassination, really, where they went off to pick off someone, definitely to pick them off. I think that's how they deal with it nowadays. And it turns out in the paper today, Mark Duggan's death at the IPCC may have misled journalists, which is a joke because the IPCC. Don't say a darn thing to anybody unless they want to. And we all know that from past experience. The police watchdog has admitted it may have misled journalists. Now, you don't mislead journalists. Not when you've got a powder keg sitting waiting to blow up. You don't mislead the journalists. You don't do a darn thing without authorization. You don't say a darn thing to journalists, believe you me. And it says, into believing police shooting victim Mark Duggan fired at officers before he was killed. So anyway, I'm not saying the guy's a saint or anything like that. I'm sure he was involved in different things because those areas always are. It's the same in parts of Toronto and elsewhere where people will settle in and they get into this culture, this rap culture and all the rest of it, and poverty stealing, and they end up generally shooting each other. That's what happens. We've had that for years. Anyway, it says here, his death sparked initial riots in London, which were followed by disorder in other English cities. Independent Police Complaints Commission later released a statement to make it clear that Mr. Duggan did not fire a gun at police. And it says, ballistic tests found that a bullet which lodged itself in one of the officer's radios was police issue. It was reported by many media outlets at the time that a police officer had been shot before Mr. Duggan was killed. And other developments surrounding the riots in England, it gives you a whole bunch of things that have happened. Different people have died, some have been shot with gang-on-gang violence and so on. And then the politicians get in on the act. Mr. Miliband has more relatives in Russia than he does in Britain. But anyway, it says the IPCC said in a statement Friday, analysis of media coverage and queries raised on Twitter have alerted us to the possibility that we may have inadvertently given misleading information to journalists when responding to very early media queries following the shooting of Mark Duggan. And it said, however, having reviewed the information the IPCC received and gave out during the very early hours of unfolding the incident, before any documentation had been received, it seems possible that it may have verbally led journalists to believe that shots were exchanged, as this was consistent with early information received that an officer had been shot and taken to hospital. Well, if it's a police bullet, then imagine the police were in a crossfire. They had to have a crossfire. That's obviously what happened. So shots had to be exchanged between cops and cops. Anyway, it says, any reference to an exchange of shots was not correct and did not feature in any of her formal statements, although an officer was taken to hospital after the incident. Mr. Duggan was a passenger in a minicab which was stopped by police near Tottenham Hale tube station, a non-police issue handgun converted. It was a blank firing pistol. The starting pistol, they call them, use them at the races. And it's generally 8mm blanks that they use. It says was recovered close to the scene of his death. It doesn't even mean that it's his, mind you. And apart from that, if you try to fire it, even if you converted it to fire some kind of ball in the end, you probably blow it up because it's cast metal. It's that white, cheap cast metal. And it says a bullet lodged in a police radio was a jacketed round, a police-issue bullet consistent with being acquired from a Metro Police Heckler & Koch MP5, the IPCC said. An inquest into Mr. Duggan's death, which opened at North London's Coroner's Court in High Barnet Tuesday, heard that the father of four died from a single gunshot wound to the chest. Anyway, that's what supposedly sparked the riots off. But really, it could have been anything that they sparked it off with, just the right time to do it, because it's a powder keg. As I say, you're cramming so many people into Britain from countries which really, it's a shock. It's a culture shock when you have places like Britain. Because it was a different culture, put it that way. Now it's just a mess, as far as I'm concerned. Deliberately so, because there are those in government, and they've been here for generations in government in Britain, who've done their best to destroy the culture there was. And that was admitted too by the Vice Prime Minister, Tony Blair, in the mainstream papers, that their job was to literally try and eradicate any culture that was ever left in Britain, totally destroy it, and by mass immigration. And even the immigrants have been complaining over the years. There's far too many new immigrants coming in, and they're all chasing a few jobs, basically. There's too many following the same few jobs. So this was just waiting to happen. And you've got to go back in your history if you want to find out why this is happening and who suggested it, who pushed it all, and then you may get on the right track. We tend to get caught up in the stories. We get caught up in riots, things like that. And we forget the history behind all of this. And it's not just that Britain, this has been done to, it's other countries as well. And believe you me, it's never the people you see on the screens rioting that's managing all of this. It's not them. There's something much bigger above it all, the ones who promote, as I say, massive immigration. Eventually you'll see them ruling over you all. It's up to you to find out who that is. It's quite obvious if you do a bit of checking. So anyway, that's that for there. And then you have, again, this Miliband. It's like quite a few of these guys in the British Parliament getting as much attention as they can on the media. And the Miliband, just going to their history too, to say that their father came over from the Soviet Union and started up teaching Marxism in a university in England. and the sons follow suit. And they always go pretend that they're labor, but there's a deeper thing behind all the labor movements, etc. It's much something else. There's something else involved here, and that's all I'll say. But anyway, it says here, Ed Miliband has blamed the riots that swept English cities on a me-first culture and accepted that labor must share the blame for creating it. Now, he really, you know, the labor leader said his party had failed to tackle inequality and not paid enough attention to morality. What are they talking about? These are the guys who promote the decadent society they've created. They made it happen under the guise of equality and freedom, etc. The destruction of the family unit. Ringing any bells anywhere? Who's read enough? You know, does it ring any bells? A society where everyone's told to basically look like bunnies but just don't have children. And there's no work either. What are you going to do? To survive in some of these inner cities, you have to be streetwise and make cash from any means that you can to survive. And that's what they do. And that's what they're known to do. And that's what the big boys want them to do. And then as long as the drugs are flying in and passing around, everything's fairly quiet. When inflation goes up and they're cut back on the fixed wages or incomes again, riots start. And that's what happens. Sometimes they cut the drugs off, by the way. And then it's crime, it's black crime on black crime then. As each gang is chasing other ones down in case they've got some drugs left. And then once all the violence is over and laws are passed, it starts flowing again, it all quietens down. This is a typical thing I've seen in quite a few countries. So there's big boys involved in all of this too. And those who follow the gangs have no time for. I don't care what ethnic minority you want to put yourself in, and I mean that, you want to put yourself in. The best thing you can do for anybody, an individual, is to get out of the ones who are complaining all the time. Get out, leave them, and go and get yourself a life. Because if you stay there, you'll just end up in the same mess as everyone else's. But when you sit and bitch and bitch and bitch your whole life long, you know, yeah, you're going to take out on somebody, probably some innocent person, or you got to do something about it that's concrete. Just get out of the system. Get out of the people you're living around and be an individual, because that's the only way you can do it. Don't follow other people. And, you know, this Miliband breaks me up. Who gave the people the culture that they've got, the culture industry? And in Hollywood and music television has given them the very culture that they're all portraying in the riots. Tonight I've got a list of all the music videos. These are the guys. You don't understand, the ones you're seeing rioting don't make the culture. They don't make it. They think they have a culture, but they didn't make it either. They dress the way they're told to dress by the ones in the fashion industry. And they portray their lifestyles, they emulate what they see on music, television, and in all the movies. And I've got a list up tonight of all the videos, I've been churning them out, in the rap-type videos, to show that they've all got riots in it, street riots. They've been promoting this for ages, waiting for it happening, and they let it happen. It all connects together. But who's benefiting from this? You understand who is benefiting from it. Not the ones rioting on the streets. Who wanted this to happen? Who owns the culture industry? Anyway, I've got a whole list up for the videos for you to watch, and you'll see the main theme is to try and make violence in the street sexy. Sexifying violence, as they call it. And you can take it from there for yourselves. Now, it's quite interesting, too, to see all the different players come out, too, on the U.S. side as they want to invade Syria. And suddenly it's Syria. Remember George Orwell in his 1984? He says, who are we fighting today? Because they keep changing the gun sites. Monday it's East Asia, West Asia, etc. And you have to be told, it happens so quickly, you have to be told who you're fighting. And the US, I must say, is a cracker job at this, because even when they were after Saddam Hussein, supposedly, they mixed him in with Ben Laden, even though they were attacking Afghanistan. They wanted to attack Iraq, so they switched gun sites. The American people didn't notice that they'd gone to Iraq. Back to more after this break.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Cuttings with the Matrix, talking about the U.S. and how it can change its gun sites. And they did studies during in Canada, candidate polls and studies on the U.S. And they mentioned how slick it was that the media in the U.S. had so cleverly just cracked the gun sites from Afghanistan to Iraq that the people literally thought within 8 months that Saddam Hussein had been behind the blowing up the towers. No kidding, that's how slick it was. And they all did it in unison, all worked together. Of course, all the media always does. They're all owned by the same people. And so the U.S. didn't think much about it when they started to blast away at Iraq. And since then, it's been one country after another. And then in go the big boys who are not rioting on the streets and will never riot on the streets. They don't have to. They're much, much higher in the big tower. The big boys go in and plunder it, of course. But they depend upon the politicians and the cheerleaders for war to make it happen. And this article here is on Syria unrest. It's a big propaganda piece. Fresh crackdown across country, it says. It says, and guess who's leading the charge? Well, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged other countries to get on the right side of history by cutting ties with the Syrian regime. Earlier, she called for wider international sanctions on Damascus. That's the standard way they do it. They try to starve the folk out first, weaken them, and then they go and bomb them, and then rob them blind. More than 1,700 people have died and tens of thousands have reportedly been arrested since uprising against the 41-year-old President Bashar al-Assad's family began in March. Now, they gave us the same stories with the other countries that they've already plundered. And same idea, same old nonsense, same propaganda. But Hillary Clinton, it seems to be her main job, is to go around getting the U.S. to go off to more and more wars in the Middle East and around that area. And she's joined, too, with how many women is just amazing. You also have Madeleine Albright in the NATO, because she's up at NATO now. She's also cheering for it. And then you have this, again, it's a small world, isn't it, at the top? It's all so small. You've got Samantha Power. Who's Samantha Power? Well, she just happened to be the campaign manager for Obama. And she just got married to Mr. Sunstein, who's also been appointed to basically probe your minds and give you nudges and so on. But he managed the people in a paternalistic sort of way. So here's Samantha Power also championing for the war, along with Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton. There's a lot more to it, but I'm sure the wiser ones know to do their own homework, and they'll put it together rather quickly. But it's just astonishing. Here they go again, one country after another. Exactly the same agenda as the neocons had. It's carried on with Obama. The exact same agenda. Hasn't changed a bit, because there's something behind all of this, obviously, isn't there? It's all connected. So I'll put up Samantha Power, too. I'll go on her. And how she just rags to riches, just suddenly shot up there, as always. And how Sunstein himself is shot up there and just churns out book after book after book, probably with the whole staff to do it for him, I'm sure. But that's how you create stars. And these characters are into much more than just writing books and telling you who to go to war with. They're also heavily involved in really all what they call the patriotic bloggers and so on, how to disrupt patriotism and people who are still nationalistic in any sense by using their own teams to invade through the internet, and how to bring them down and so on, and how to dismantle them, and how to eliminate leaders, by the way. That's more important, actually. So I'll put that up too. And you can say, do your own homework. You have to do your own homework. If you're someone who waits for someone to tell you everything, you don't have a chance anyway. Now, there's another article here on fluoride. Everybody's been talking about fluoride forever, but there's more and more studies coming out all the time proving what we already knew. And since fluoride is classified now as a neurotoxin, while the Centers for Disease Control would have us all believe that fluoride is perfectly innocuous and safe, scientists from the EPA's National Health and Environment Effects Research Laboratory have classified fluoride as a chemical having substantial evidence of developmental neurotoxicity, so search for babies and fetuses and children, right? Consistent with EPA's conclusion, a continually growing body of human and animal research strongly suggests that fluoride can damage the developing brain. Like, they've never known this for 100 years, eh? And it gives you some of the studies here to show you how it works, etc. And it says the studies are link fluoride to reduced IQ. Well, that's perfect if you want to be a tiny minority governing and managing a majority, isn't it? Make sure they all drink poison. Impaired neurobehavioral development and fetal brain damage. So you're hit right in the womb, again, just with the bisphenol A2 and the phthalates. And I've come from, it says, these latest tests have come from China, where fluoride occurs at moderate to high levels in the drinking water, what is known as endemic areas of fluorosis. But there have been shortcomings in the methodologies of some of these studies. They've been remarkably consistent in their findings. Children exposed to excessive fluoride have been consistently observed to suffer from some form of neurological impairment. So your brain is under attack, as it says on this article here. And it also is involved in autism spectrum disorders, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorders, and, of course, for the elderly, Alzheimer's disease. And it goes on and on and on. And it's quite an interesting little article. You get fed up reading articles over, nobody's proving the same things. Again, most folk, they don't want to believe there's bad people at the top. They can't believe that folk will deliberately try and dumb you down, maybe even poison you, maybe even give you cancers like they did with the polio vaccines. With the live viruses, the Simeon-40 virus in them. They don't want to believe that. They want to believe the world's really nice, and people who go on television with suits and ties really care about you. They care about you. And that's their choice. That is their choice. That's the proof of a domesticated animal. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. I'm talking about how they want to plunder Syria, and they're already going ahead with it in other ways. I'll put up a PDF link tonight, too. And it says the OFAC names the Commercial Bank of Syria, the Syrian-Lebanese Commercial Bank, and Syrtel as specially designated nationals. Additional sanctions against Syria are expected. So, in other words, they're going after all the big bank accounts, the corporations in Syria, or who have offices abroad, and just stealing their money. And that's how it's done, you see, by those who run the legal system in the U.S. And it says on August the 10th, 2011, the Office of Foreign Assets Control, U.S. Department of the Treasury, OFAC, named the Commercial Bank of Syria its subsidiary, the Syrian-Lebanese Commercial Bank, and Syrtel, Syria's largest mobile phone company, as specially designated nationals under three separate executive orders. Executive orders again, eh? With these designations, all property and assets of these entities in the United States or under the control of U.S. persons, including overseas branches, are frozen. U.S. persons are prohibited from engaging in any transaction, including payments, transfers, exports, withdrawals, or other dealings in which these SDNs have an interest. And it goes on and on and on. So that's how it's done, you see, as they prepare to plunder another country. And American guys will go over there and they'll kill our people and somebody will get killed too. They get little medals and a bit of wood for a coffin. But somebody else benefits here. Somebody else benefits. And generally it's the ones who are pushing for the war that they do all the benefiting, it seems to me. So I'll put that up there tonight too at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And it's just with the British government because they're beginning to steal its people's bank deposits ahead of the global financial collapse. A good article on that, too, is all the moves they've made and all the laws have passed so they can help themselves to people's deposits in a time of crisis. They're always creating crisis, masters of crisis creation. Quite something. But that's planning for you, anyway. And to get into the culture industry, if you understand the culture industry runs your lives, you emulate everything that you see. What's your new normal culture? It was given to you. It was given to you by people you'll never meet, the ones you don't see on the big screen because they're the guys behind the big screen. They make sure that you see what they want on the screen and that you emulate it. It's monkey see, monkey do. And that's what people are unproportionately like. This article is about the new Captain American film. It's set in America and it screens on Friday. If you thought he was another friendly comic book hero, think again, right? And it says the stars, the stripes, and the shield. America, an Americana of questionable taste at its best. The comic book hero created at the dawn of the Second World War, Captain America, is back, costume clad and ferocious. But then the hero provided an extra boost at a time of pride and strength for the U.S. Then they go into it and they go into how it's made, how they always get the army and the Pentagon involved. You see? But see, Hollywood works with the Pentagon. You find a lot of relatives in Hollywood have relatives in the Pentagon, and vice versa. Filmmakers, if they want to make a film about the war, any war, and they want to use military technology, they have to have the support of the Pentagon. Scripts go to the Pentagon, so they send the scripts there for, okay. The Pentagon reviews the scripts and approves or rejects any collaborations. Directors know exactly what they're doing. They get their funding and their weaponry from the Pentagon. It's a very close relationship, said the war correspondent Keith Harmon Snow. A very close relationship reflected in countless flicks to come out of Tinsel Town. And it starts with King Kong, a lot of racist stereotyping about Africa that covers up the U.S. role in the invasion of Central Africa. Apocalypse Now, which used helicopters that actually were being used at the time to put down anti-American insurgents in the Philippines at the very time it was being made. The Last King of Scotland, which is a false story about Uganda. There is the Black Hawk Down about Somalia. Snow named a few. The list, however, goes on. Compelling films such as Rambo 2 ended up even shaping war history, suggested editorial columnist Ted Rall. There's a monologue in the movie where Sylvester Stallone starts talking about how he had other troops come back from Vietnam and were literally spat upon by anti-war protesters, he said. No factual evidence of such an act was ever found by historians, but some people's approach to these events changed. After Rambo 2 came out, people started remembering that this had happened to them, said Rao. But America's enemies come and go. The regularity with such politics gets reflected in Hollywood productions, and it's impressive. We all have relationships in our life that are complicated, but not all good or bad. Yet when it comes to relationships with other countries, to policies, we see the world in very black and white terms, said Megan Carpenter, executive editor at The Raw Story. So I'll put this one up as well, and I've got other ones to do with Hollywood, because Hollywood, with all its perversions too, which most folk now, unfortunately, seemingly, apparently, at least as far as I've heard, are emulating, is famous for exploitation of not only its stars, mainly the female, but also the guys as well. And I'll put an article up from one guy who was a young star, and when he was 14 and 13, he didn't know he was amongst a bunch of pedophiles. He didn't know. No one came up and says, by the way, son, that's a pedophile there. Watch yourself. No, because there were all pedophiles around him, and they're just like vampires, just hovering around and getting what they want. So he mentions what happened to him and a co-actor as well. I'll put that up there, if anyone really cares. Because personally, I think that it's contaminated society to such an extent there's nothing you can do about it, because lots of folk are emulating the stuff that they see now. And all the old social checks which came with your culture and even the remnants of your religion, doesn't matter if you believe in your religion or not, you got all these social checks from your culture, they're gone now as well. And that's what Quigley said years ago, that's what was happening then. The social checks, the things that kept everything in balance and stopped all the nasty things from happening. But then you can't shape a brave new world order where you can have what they call intergenerational sex without bringing a pedophilia up to the top. And I said years ago, too, One day you'll see it on television, and there will be no such crime as pedophilia. And that's what they're aiming for. The UN's already pushing that for that now itself. And another article, too, is how we're all trained. Everyone's getting trained. You understand that socialism and eugenics all go together. Socialism came out, the science, as they call it, socialism, came out of eugenics. They're completely tied together. The idea that you can train people like animals to do anything, which is partly true, has been really pushed through today like never before. Here's an anger at schools as the children are toilet trained. It's a new idea they've got. And it says parents are alarmed that children at primary school in Melbourne's East began wetting themselves after the school tested an approach that discouraged them from going to the toilet in class time. In the Kew Primary School trial, which parents said was conducted without their knowledge, the entire class would go to the toilet if one child needed to go during a lesson. So I guess it made the one child feel guilty. One mother who asked not to be named said she first became aware of the trial when her child wet herself at the front door. I said, what happened? And she says, I'm holding on. I didn't want the whole class to have to come with me to the toilet. At first, when she told me the rule, I didn't believe her. Another mother took her high-achieving child to the doctor after she wet herself twice at home. She hasn't done this since she was three, the mother said. There was a kind of ripple effect where parents slowly became aware of changes in their children. Children were complaining of headaches and were constipated. They weren't drinking water and were coming home with full drink bottles. A group of parents wrote to Kew Primary Principal Kim Dre, expressing their concern about the trial and citing medical research about the impact of constipation. So, what is the impact? They shouldn't be experimenting on children in the first place. An email obtained by The Age, Dr. Dre said the whole class method of toilet break supervision was used successfully by some other schools and was being tested by some classes. Team leaders met at the end of last week to discuss the trial approaches, and although you might find this surprising, some commented on a decrease in disruption to class lessons, especially in senior and specialist classes, she wrote. So, of course, Australia now is completely under, it has been before that this Prime Minister here, but the last one was just the same. They've been Fabian socialist members of the Fabian Society, just like Tony Blair was in Britain and Brown after them. And no doubt a whole bunch of the present bunch are members of it too. That they always said you could train people like animals. All you who think that socialism is all about getting work and stuff, you should really find out what it really means. Britain too, it's interesting that they're doing surveys now, and all councils are urged to map the property and land assets. It looks like they're going to do a big sale-off in the future. It'll be privatization of whole streets and areas that would tie in with communitarianism as they plan to abolish nations, you see. So local authorities are being urged by governments to publish assets lists identifying land and buildings that could be managed more rationally. This is their excuse, potentially saving millions of pounds. The Department for Communities and Local Governments, there you go, has drawn up a demo map which identifies over 180,000 assets owned by almost 600 public sector organisations, including central government and 87 councils. The administration said this highlighted widespread public property ownership well beyond requirements of frontline services. You'll find, as I say, the multimillionaires will come in and buy up whole areas with houses on it, with people living in it, because, you see, that is the agenda down the road under communitarianism. And they always say at the top from their Volunteer for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations, how can we use this crisis to our advantage? And we'll watch this big black hole they say that they cannot fill by basically bankrupting every country that wasn't bankrupt to stop the countries that were bankrupt going any further in the hole. This is the rubbish they fed the public. It says Europe stumbles towards a tighter union. Isn't that nice that they're getting a tighter union because they're all bankrupt? Now, isn't that a beautiful strategy, war strategy? People don't even understand that economics is a form of warfare. It's one of the best forms of warfare. And it says here, starting in the 1950s, Europe leaders edged closer. First became the European Coal and Steel Cartel, then the Common Market, then the European Union, all done by lies, of course, which now includes 27 states, then the disappearance of many border controls inside the EU, finally the euro. Each step of the way, the nations of Europe gave up little more sovereignty, deferring to EU officials in Brussels on regulatory issues, honouring the rulings of the top EU core, and with some exceptions, such as Britain, yielding to the power. ideas being debated like never before. Desperate rescue attempts launched in Europe in the last 2 years mark a step towards fiscal union, though Germany, the EU's most important member, still opposes it. So they're well on their way to get not only the IMF going over every nation's books, and don't call them nations or states now, and they've been in charge of a single currency and so on and so on. So they use every... They make the problem happen by bankrupting, say, one country. Then they bankrupt all the other countries that are supposed to throw all they have. It's like a hole, and there's water pouring through. And they just keep firing corks in there. One day it'll plug it. That's what they did to supposedly stem the tide of the financial meltdown, which is guaranteed to cause financial meltdown. And then they walk out of it even happier than ever because now they've got a tighter union. And the central bank has got more power than ever before. You really think this is all accidental? It's war strategy. It's war strategy. Nothing happens like this by chance. Meanwhile, in Illinois, and this is why Illinois can't afford its poor dead. Illinois has reached a new level of broke. Come Monday, it won't have enough cash to bury its indigent dead. Illinois officials sent a letter to more than 600 funeral directors around the state to let them know there's no money for funerals for individuals on public assistance. And it says, we got the letter, says Jonathan Ciccone, owner and director of Ciccone Funeral Home. I'm extremely upset about it. I would be very concerned that during extreme economic times that some families can't provide the necessary funds to bury their loved ones. Sometimes God doesn't call during the best economic times and families can't afford to pay for a funeral and need help. But don't worry, Hillary and all the bunch of them and Albright and so on, they'll have to get war shortly, and maybe overseas they might start burying the dead overseas under all the sand, you know, like they used to do in World War II. And it's always cash to go to war, always cash. The people get nothing out of it, mind you, except more debts, but the big boys, oh boy, they come out smiling with all the plunder and loot that they've got, and people will never, ever wisen up, eh? I've never put my faith in the masses. I never have done that. Never, ever. I understand the techniques that's used on them just too well. And this is a good article here from CNS News. It says, President Barack Obama on Thursday toured a vehicle battery plant in Michigan, touting his administration's focus on green technology and jobs. This is part of his big stimulus package, remember. At a corporation where federal money authorized by the economic stimulus law that Obama signed at the beginning of his presidency had created green jobs. Now, these green jobs, they create, this is a PR shot, too, he's got here. These green jobs at a cost of about $2 million in federal subsidies per job. Only government could do that, eh? Only government could end up working out it costs $2 million per person to get a job. Of your tax money, and then they're up giving a PR thing about how wonderful his stimulus package is working. Only government could do that. Obama told employees of Johnson Controls in Holland, Michigan, gathered at the factory that they represented how America can come out of a recession by making products that can be sold around the world competitively, right? $2 million a person to give them work. Okay. What a joke. You understand everything that's churned out in the media is propaganda. Pure, it's not even good propaganda now. Maybe they don't have to make it very good now because we've become very simple and dumbed down and stupid and poisoned. I don't know. But years ago, they'd have to do a better job of lying than they are today. So that's what the president says. Look what's happening in Holland, Michigan. Every day, hundreds of people are going to work on the technologies that are helping us fight our way out of this recession. Well, someone's got the stars and stripes. Yeah, he does. He has a flag next to him. I thought he would do. All the symbols around the leader, and you start crying, and you lose all your common sense. But anyway, that's a good little article there. It's just astonishing that people never, ever quite get it, what's really going on. They never quite get what's really, really going on. So getting back to what I said at the beginning, what happened in England? It was just a tinderbox waiting to be lit, and it was lit. And the cops don't make those kind of mistakes, neither to the media regarding the shooting and the guy shot at the cops, which was nonsense. They don't make those kind of mistakes, and you don't send out hit teams like Trident that are more known for assassinations. Their job. by these ninjas with their MP5 submachine guns. So I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. Dan back, and we're cutting through the matrix. And Dave from the UK has been hanging on. My page just refreshed here, so I can see it. So is Dave there?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging on here.
I just wanted to bring to your attention the writings of a guy called Shoghi Effendi.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him?
Vaguely, I think, yeah.
Yeah, basically, he's one of the leaders of the Baha'i religion.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. The United Nations.
I just wanted to just read out some of the titles of his writing, if that's possible.
Sure, go ahead.
One of the titles is The Goal of a New World Order, A War-Weary World, The Guiding Principles of World Order, A World Superstate, and Unity in Diversity. So, it sounds like somebody who's aware of the agenda, basically.
Well, that the Baha'i were created to help bring in the world order. And it was started off with the 1800s by a guy who's got an interesting career. backed by big money, in fact, too, who basically took parts of all religions and the idea that they'd make a new religion for the world, much the same as Gorbachev said that it would have to be based on a form of earth worship, and that's all your greening stuff. That's how far ahead they work out their plans, you know, the centuries. And the Baha'i faith was all it was set up to do that. And, of course, they're heavily involved, again, through money from the United Nations that we all get taken off from our tax money to promote this whole agenda. They've got so many organizations working towards the global agenda with the same types of titles because they meet at world meetings, all the different groups, and help help push it on to the next step and the next step and the next step. They've got masses of psychologists working on board with them, neuroscientists to shape the minds of the young, etc. You'd be surprised that it's a whole massive business at the top, all living off foundations cash, which they've got trillions to spend on NGOs, and off our tax money that the governments generally don't tell you about unless you ask specific questions and they'll reply. Yeah, we give so much to this group and that group and so on, all for radical change. But you're quite right, the Baha'i is heavily involved. And I met a guy who went off to be a security guard to hold the machine gun outside their door over there. And he had to skip Canada because he was plundering the cash off of mentally disabled children and who got a stipend every weekend from the government. He was stealing it to play video games and various things and get drugs. And he got a job as with his Baha'i faith because his mum was tied in with it. So it's a bunch of crooks, like always, at the top, underneath all the lovely lotus flowers, etc. It's the same as everything else. It's utterly corrupt.
I think Ben-Gurion talked about, he had some sort of hint of it, because the Baha'i faith, like the major subgroup within it, is based in Haifa in Israel.
Yes, and Ben-Gurion also, not only was the first prime minister of Israel, but he was also a hardened what he called communist. You understand what they mean in Israel by communist. Begin a long, fascinating road. It's fascinating to see what he means by communist, who should run the world. Thanks for calling. But from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God, your gods, go with you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is